So tax season is here. Tax season is here, and our money expert Janelle Thorne is joining us right now to help make sure that you understand all of the changes that may affect you and your family this year. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy tax season, everybody. Welcome back, Brad. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Well, it is. It's tax season, everybody, and people have a lot of questions, Ricky, trying to figure out how to navigate things since the pandemic is going on. So the main question people have been asking me, they want to know, of course, about their refunds. How long is it going to take to get that money back? Yes. So the IRS issued a statement about 2 weeks ago saying it's going to take about 21 days to receive your refund. But, Ricky, that's provided that you have filed electronically. If you mail in your tax return, I have no idea how long it's going to take you to get that money. And you can track it very easily. You can go to Where's My Refund on the IRS website, or you can actually download the IRS's mobile app, which is IRS To Go, the number 2, and track your refund very easily.
Well, Janelle, you know, I recently heard that the IRS is not mailing tax notices if you owe or haven't filed your tax return. Is this true?
You know what? That's actually true. And it's kind of scary, but it's true. They issued that statement, too, a couple of weeks ago, and they said that they're temporarily suspending mailing over a dozen automated notices. And that's for things like if you owe, if you haven't filed your tax return in a couple of years. But the thing is, Brad, if you owe and you haven't filed your tax return, you still need to do that. You still have penalties and interest in accruing. They're so far behind. They haven't processed millions of tax returns.
Really?
From previous tax years. Yes, it's kind of scary. They're very understaffed, so they're just not putting out those notices right now. But it doesn't mean that you don't owe or that you don't need to file. Please still handle your business.
Right.
So, Janelle, let's keep it real. What should our listeners do if they owe the IRS but simply cannot afford to pay them? That's just what it is. What do we do?
Well, you know, Eva, the first thing is for people who know that they owe and then they won't file, please still file anyway, because that will automatically stop the failure to file penalty. You want to make sure that you stop that penalty from adding up. And it's super, super easy to apply for a payment plan. All you have to do is go to IRS.gov. Again, IRS.gov. You can apply for a payment plan online as long as you owe less than $50,000 and you filed all your tax returns. It's going to take you less than 10 minutes to apply for a payment plan. And they're going to give you at least 5 years to pay the taxes back. So please go ahead and do that. IRS.gov.
Janelle, this is a personal question from me. Now, I used to carry my friend two kids. I used to carry two kids on my taxes because she had four. So she let me carry two.
Oh,
so I haven't done it in like 5 years. So is it so now if I started back carrying kids, would they find out that I don't? You know? Because you can't carry four kids. She was only able to carry two. So that's why I carry two.
He talking about carry. I'm up here talking about what does carry even mean? So you can only claim a dependent, Gary, if you're providing more than half of their support. So you have to be providing more of half of their support to claim them on your taxes. So if you have four kids, of course you can claim all four of your children on your own tax return.
But I thought it was only a certain number you could carry.
Claim.
Oh, well, claim. You know what I mean.
I'm still stuck on the carry right now.
It's called a federal crime, Gary. That's what
Mr. Scott, how much time did you do for that, for that federal crime?
I didn't do no time for that. Thank
you. Your crimes had nothing to do with taxes?
Absolutely nothing to do with it, other than the funds that was made that wasn't taxed.
So you had white-collar crime.
Yeah.
So y'all went, you went to federal, but you didn't do state time. You did federal.
Yeah, the best kind. I mean, if you're going to do it big, you know?
Oh, my God. Not do it big.
Janelle, you ain't want to have nothing to do with this conversation,
sorry,
did you?
No. Tax evasion. That's a felony, folks.
Tax turn my mic off.
Felony, people.
So the tax tips that you have for the entrepreneurs are people with the side hustles. What advice you have for them?
Okay. You know, it's funny. A lot of people who own businesses hate tax season, but it's not because they owe. It's really just because they're not organized. So key is, number one, know what tax return that you have to file, because some tax returns are due March 15th. Business returns, some are actually due April 15th. Number two, please get organized. You want to make sure you have a really easy way all year long that you're keeping track of everything that you got coming in, all the money that you got coming in, and of course, all the money that you have going out. Please only deduct your actual business expenses. So those are things that are ordinary and necessary for your business. Let's not be too aggressive coloring outside the lines. And then please use a software to make things easier for you. Something like a QuickBooks will make your life so, so, so much easier. So entrepreneurs, let's get ready for this tax season.
There it is. As always, thank you so much, Janai. You know, it's always good to have you on the show. As always, thank you for sharing all of this information with us. Let everybody know how they can follow you if they have any questions.
I'm happy to be here with y'all on Money Monday. If you have any questions, you can please follow me at Janai Thornton. That's J-I-N-I-T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N. And ladies, you can join my free money community at thankmelater.money. Y'all have a great week.